Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
Has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad.
been manifested in the lives of his people. Why? Because the word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way, he said, then when I hear from heaven, I will forgive the sin and heal the land. So we want you to know today that God wants to heal the land. God wants to forgive sin from men and women, boys and girls. But yes, the word of God let us know that he is coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. So today here on the Hour of Power broadcast, we're here to preach the word of God that's able to remind you what God's word said, that's able to save your soul. We are excited about what God is doing and what God is about to do. Why don't you call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the Most High God. Please go with me. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name, God, we lift your name up high. God, we give you all of the praise and all of the glory. God, we give you all of the honor. God, we honor you today. God, we thank you, Father, for being our shield. Thank you for being our buckler, Lord God. Thank you for being the high tower. Thank you for being our deliverer, Lord God. Thank you for blessing, God, even right now. Father, we thank you for the joy, of the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you for the peace, God, that surpasses our understanding. Have your way, God, even now, move in the midst of the people. God, put a story in their spirit. Cause them to know, Father God, God, that they stand before you, God. Let them know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you are the Alpha and Omega. God, that you are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. Lord, have your way, God, today. Lord, save, deliver, make free. And for this, God, we will glorify and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We're getting ready to go before you today and beginning today. We're here today to just to give you what God has given us. And no more and no less. We're here to let you know that Jesus saves to the uttermost. We want to today talk about a woman that Jesus met at the well, the woman that Jesus came to make a difference in her life. I want you to go to John, the fourth chapter, and that is in the New Testament. Here we see at the beginning, at that first verse, it says, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, so Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples. He left Judea and departed unto Galilee, and he must needs go to Samaria. He must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat down on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. But his disciples were are gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. And Jesus said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that says unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Let's put a pen right there. I want you to know today that Jesus, at the beginning we said that Jesus saved to the uttermost. Jesus was concerned about this woman. Jesus is concerned about the men and the women. Here he went to Samaria. He didn't just go there. He didn't just pass through Samaria. But he was on a mission. He was there because this woman that came to the well, she came every day. She came at a certain hour of the day to draw water. See, Jesus knew this woman from the inside to the outside. Jesus knew that this woman, he knew the timing of the time that she would come to this well. And here the word of God let us know that he had asked her for a drink. He said, give me a drink. And so his disciples had already had gone. They had already gone to buy meat. But here the word of God tells us in that ninth verse, the woman of Samaria said, she wanted to know, how is it? How is it that thou, being a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. You know, you all don't have any dealing with a Samaritan. We don't really communicate. We don't really talk. We don't really entertain one another. We don't really keep company with one another. How is it that I'm a Samaritan and you, being a Jew, ask drink of me? She said, which I am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. See, she didn't know who was in front of her. She didn't know that Jesus came to see about her. See, she didn't know that Jesus loved her, and it did not make any difference whether or not she was Samaritan or not. It didn't make any difference to God. But he knew that this woman needed help. Somebody out there this morning needs some help, and they need some help from the Lord. And I'm talking to men and women. But so happened that this woman, she was a woman, and she was a woman of Samaria. And she knew that the Jews didn't have any dealing with her and with the people as being a Samaritan. And then Jesus said in that another verse, here the woman said unto him, sir, because she was observing him, she knew, she said, thou hast nothing to draw with. And Jesus was letting her know that he was going to give her that living water, but she was like in carnality. She was like in a flesh. She could not understand the things of God. You know, before we were saved and before we were born again and before we knew Jesus Christ, we did not understand what Jesus was saying to this woman. So she was saying to Jesus, you know, you don't have anything to draw with. She was talking about that natural water. She was speaking in terms of the water that was at the well. But Jesus saying to her that I can give you that living water. And then she noted that Jesus, as I said before, did not have anything to draw with. She was letting him know, wait, but this well is deep. But where can thou giveth her that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Oh, this natural water is not going to get it. Oh, no matter how many times you dig down in this well, no matter how many times you come at this well, and I know that you come often. I know that you come because you come at a certain time of the day. So therefore, Jesus let her know that you drink of the water that's from this well, you're going to get thirsty and you're going to thirst again. But I am offering you that living water, that water that you don't even have to come and draw from this well. Come on. And she said, then she said to him in that 13th verse, let's read that. And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. If you are without, if you are thirsty on the inside, if you are incomplete, if you are depleted, if you are a person that knows that you need more of Christ, I'm going to give you something that's going to spring up in you that's going to be everlasting. I'm going to give you that everlasting life. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She still didn't get it. She still did not get it. She was thinking that if you give me this water that you're talking about, I wouldn't have to come to this well. I wouldn't have to come at a certain time for the other women that's in the town that don't associate with me, because my character is not like theirs. And they're a little uppity, and they don't want to have anything to do with me, so I'm going to have to come. I can't come in the cool time, but I have to come at a certain time of the day that there's nobody here, nobody there but me, so that I don't have to be put aside, a joke about a shun. So give me this water. Give me this water that I don't have to come, that I don't have to come and I don't have to draw from this well. So here Jesus said, here the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She didn't want to have to come and to draw that natural water. But yet Jesus was trying to, try to tell her what he could do for her. And Jesus said unto her, go. He's getting plain with her. He let her know that I know who you are now. I know who you are. Here Jesus is saying there in that 16th verse, Jesus said unto her, go and call thy husband and come hither. Go and call your husband and then come back. And the woman answered and said unto him, and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, but thou hast had five husbands, not one, not two, not three, not four, but you done had five husbands. And the one that you now have is not thy husband. I realize that you're seeing somebody, you're with somebody, you're entertaining somebody, and you have a marriage, but yet you are with somebody else. He is not your husband. He said, in thou, sayest thou truly, Yes, I heard what you said, but I know that you have had five other husbands, and the one that you now have is not your own. And here the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. She knew that he was talking right. He knew that he was right in what he was saying. He knew, as the world would say, that Jesus reading her. She knew that Jesus knew what was going on and what had gone on in her life. And the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And then she began to talk about, she said, our father worshiped in this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, that the hour cometh when he shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. He's saying, ye worship, ye know not what, you don't know what you worship, but we know that we worship. We know that what we worship, but salvation is of the Jews. For the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. So, in other words, you worship, and you don't know what. We know what we worship, but salvation is of the Jews. But then he's saying the hour is coming, and now is. And when the true worshiper, I'm talking about the true worshiper, shall worship the Father in the spirit and in the truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. But God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in the truth. And the woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Listen, Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I'm the Christ. I'm the one that you're looking for. I'm the one that is speaking unto you. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest unto her? You know, the disciple, it's like men that love God and women that love God. Sometimes they, I believe that in their liking of understanding, their liking of God's position, their liking sometimes of the heart of God, because they did not understand, although they had gone to Bible meet, they didn't understand why Jesus, wait a minute, why Jesus talking to this woman? Why is Jesus conversating with her? This woman is a Samaritan woman. So although they didn't say anything at that time, but they were wondering why he was talking to her. But that's the love of God. That's the passion of God. Don't you know that the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him to not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, it is a time in our life, and it is time in our life that we lift up the name of Jesus and that we don't overlook those that are in sin and those that are in transgression. For the word of God let us know that Jesus came to seek and to save them that are lost. Don't you know that Jesus saved, and he was saved to the uttermost? Jesus was concerned about this woman. He knew he didn't just come to Samaria. He came because he was on a mission. He came because He wanted this woman to be saved. And if you're a woman out there today and you don't know Jesus Christ, Jesus is concerned about you because he wants you to be saved. He wants you to give your life to him. You may be like this woman who has been married and married and married and married and married, and you may have somebody that's not yours. You know, you may be even a prostitute. You may be a homemonger. You may be a liar. But you know what? All that you may be, God wants to save you and deliver you, and he wants to make you free. I don't know who you are, but I know that you are one that God is in love with and that God loves you. You are the one that God paid the price 2,000 years ago. And no, you are not too bad, and you are not too poor, and you are not too rich. And not you're not too black, or you're not too white, you're not too red, or you're not too yellow, for God to save you and deliver you. No, you're not too short, and you're not too fat. You're not any of those things that God cannot save you. You may not be educated, but God wants to save you. I believe that God went this length, Jesus Christ went this length, to go and to save this woman and to get this woman his everlasting life. He will go after you, and he has already paid the price that you can be saved. Don't let anybody lie to you and make you think that you cannot be saved. I don't care what you may have done. God wants to save you and to deliver you and to make you free. Well, the woman then left her water pot. Remember, she went there to draw water. But God got her attention. Jesus got her attention. And she went her way unto the city and said unto the men, she didn't go to the women, because the women most likely didn't want to have anything to do with her, because they knew how fast she was and what she had. Five husbands, they didn't know whether or not she would be one of those women that was after their husband. But she had associations with the men. So after Jesus talking to her, she went and she talked to the men. And she said unto the men, come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not the Christ. She knew that she wasn't talking to an ordinary man. She knew that it wasn't none of the men that she met before. It wasn't none of the men that got her attention before. It wasn't a man that married her for a season and then let her go and for one reason or another divorced her. It wasn't one of those men, but it was a man that had told her. She said, he told me all of the things that I ever done. Everything that I've done, he told me, is not this the Christ? And they went out of the city and came unto Jesus. They came unto him. In the meanwhile, then his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, keep. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Come on. It's not time for me to eat. I'm here on a mission. It's not time for me to sit down and eat, because souls need saving. See, that when we can have that mentality in our mind and our soul, that some things that we don't need to be doing until we can get souls saved and lives changed. Some things that we need to put aside until we can get lives changed and people delivered and them knowing Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that their heart has been changed, that their mind has been changed. Do you not know that God is a heart regulator? He was one that will touch our mind and our soul and our spirit. So, no, you know, they wanted him. That was compassion, and they loved him, but he knew the reason why he was there. Therefore said the disciples, come one to another. Has any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus answered, and Jesus said unto them, because he knew what they were thinking and what they were talking about. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not ye that there are 4 months and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white, already to harvest. So Jesus let them know that the harvest is ready. The harvest is plentiful, but the labor of few. They're ready to harvest. This woman, she's at that right time. It's a time that she received Christ. There are many others that needed to be drawn to him. So this lady, woman that was at the well, she knew a lot of men, so she made a great evangelist because she was bold. And as she did, she went and to tell the men, she said, come see a man that told me all the things that I've done. Come on, let's see a man that have told me what had happened in my life, told me that I had 5 husbands. She knew she had them. She knew that she was married to them. Jesus told them, the one that you have is not your own. So here the word of God is being manifested. She becomes like an evangelist. She go and she tell these men. See, somebody ought to be an evangelist, and somebody need to go and tell the other that the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life. Somebody needs to come and say, come see a man that told me everything that I've done. I've been witness to somebody saved me, somebody witnessed to me, and somebody told me truth. And I want you to hear truth. I want you to hear the word of God. I want you to receive what I receive. I just bless the Lord when the woman put her water pot aside. She forgot about the water that she had. And she went to tell these men to come and see a man that have told me everything that I have done. Look at God. Look at what God is saying. Jesus let us know that the fields, but they are ripe already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying, one soweth and another reapeth. I send you to reap that word on you bestow no labor. Other men labor, ye are entered into their labor. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me, come on, he told me all that I ever have done. They knew that this woman, they wanted to be able to see for themselves. They knew her. I want to see who is this that she is saying that this man that have told me everything that I have done. And they wanted to see for themselves. See, when we get Jesus on the inside of us, I mean, when we can get Jesus living inside of us, when we can be that new creature in Christ Jesus, when old things have passed away and all things become new, then we can get Jesus on the inside. Jesus will be that witness for us. Jesus will be in you that when Paul said in the Word of God in Galatians, I believe 2:20, he said that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. we be about God's business, when we are sincere about God's word, I believe that even as this woman, she began her faith, I believe, went to the next level. I believe that she believed what Jesus was saying to her, and she began to bring these men. See, there's a change on the inside. When you meet Jesus, there will be a change on the inside. See, if she didn't believe what Jesus was saying to her, she wouldn't have gone and told those other men, come see a man that had told me everything that I have done. She was excited. She was surprised. She knew that this was not the ordinary men that I've been messing with. Come on and see it. Come see for yourself. And that's the way we ought to be as people of God. We ought to give them Jesus. For the word of God says, for God so loved the world in John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes, just believe. Come on, come go with me, just believe. Whosoever believeth in thee shall not perish, but have everlasting life. How many people do you want to go to hell this morning? How many people do you want to see burned in eternity forever and ever? Do you not know? If you don't witness to them and you don't tell them of the goodness of God, don't you know that they are going to be lost? Do you not know that they will burn forever and ever and ever and ever? If you concern about the souls of a people like Jesus was concerned about this woman, I believe that there will be millions of people saved and delivered and made free if we can be about Jesus' business. I realize that you are busy. I believe that you have things sometimes that you have to do. But what about Jesus? What about the soul that needs to be saved? This just one person that Jesus came to that caused the other men to come to Jesus to see. And after they came, they believed. And then they say they didn't believe because of she or her, but they were able to see and to hear for themselves. Oh, my God, the time, the day that we're living in, we have to tell somebody about Jesus. You can tell them that Jesus loved them. You can tell them that Jesus is concerned about them. You can tell them about what God said, because the word of God says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God is raising from the dead, the word of God says that we shall be saved, and they can be saved if they believe. But how can they believe if they have not heard? How can they believe if somebody didn't tell them? How could this woman that has been in relationship with man after man after man after man after man, and there she is with another person that was not even her husband? She needed to hear truth. The people in the town, they wasn't concerned about her soul. They've already damned her. If there's anybody in your life that you already damned and say that they're going to hell and there's no hope for them, I want you to know this morning that Jesus Christ, he is the hope of glory for every man, for every woman, for every boy, for every girl. I thank God that he didn't give up on me. I thank God that he didn't give up on you. I thank God this morning that we can hear the word of God that will pierce our heart, that will touch our heart, that will give us that love for man, even if God has that love. See, you can't love if you don't have the love of God. You can't bring anybody to Christ if you don't have the love of God. You can't bring them if you don't have that passion for them and that love is for the word of God. people are dying on the left and on the right. They've been blown up in over in foreign lands. They've been shot on the street. They're committing suicide. They are desperate. They're losing their jobs. But yet, if you tell them about Jesus, they can be revived. They can be restored on the inside as well as the outside. Then they can be able to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of their faith. Come on. Let's get ready to go before the Lord. So that as we go before the Lord, if there's anybody out there, and I know there is, there are many of you out there that are saved. Some of you out there that are backsliders. Some of you out there that's not saved. But I want you to know that Jesus loves you. And I want you to know that Jesus is concerned about you today. If you are a backslider, come on back to Jesus Christ. I don't know the day or the hour that is coming. The angels in heaven don't know the day or the hour that is coming, but he's saying he's coming. I said before, he's coming like a thief and a robber. He's not a thief, neither is he a robber, but he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus, he's coming. And he came. He's already come that we can have life and have it more abundantly. So he gave his life for us. Now it's for us to give life through his word, through others. So he's coming back again. Yes, he is coming back again. And God wants us to be saved. He wants others to be saved. And we can't be selfish about our walk with Christ. Don't just think about me and me and me. We got to think about people that are not saved. Yes, you may have told them about Jesus Christ. Would it hurt to tell them again? If you want to see them saved, if you see a person that's in a building and the building is on fire, and if there's any way that you can save them and get them out of that burning building, would you not try to save their life? This is serious. There are many. They're in between decisions, and if they haven't made up their mind, but if they don't make up their mind, if they don't see and they don't give their life to Christ, they're going to die and go to hell. But there is a chance for them to be saved. Don't give up on anybody. Don't give up on anybody. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, even we pray, God, even now, Lord, today, Lord, even as I preach your word, Lord, I pray, God, that soul will be saved and lives will be changed. God, your word said we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised them from the dead. God, you said that they shall be saved. Lord, save right now. I realize, God, that you say to the uttermost, and God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask thee, Lord, to touch that boy, touch that girl, touch that man and that woman, Father, that they will receive you, God, into their life today. Oh, Father, touch that heart that has been hardened, Father, through things and situations, God, that they have gone through. Lord, let them know, God, that there is hope, and God, that you are the hope of glory. Let them give their lives unto you. Lord, I thank you right now for many that's been saved. God, that they're saying yes to your will and yes to your way. Lord, I want to be saved. God, I don't want to be lost, Lord God. I want to live with you eternity. And Father, I thank you for that, God, even now. Lord, I thank you for a repentant heart being manifested today on this hour of power broadcast. Lord, those that are healed and delivered and made free. You have been listening to the hour of power broadcast with Dr. Mary Snow McCoy. Please join us on Wednesday at this same time. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.